Thanks for joining me, Sunshines. There was a lot I would like to have done today, especially your story. Other things too, as far as form studying is concerned. But unfortunately, with the load shedding we're experiencing in this country, my Wi-Fi has decided to call it a day. Probably from the on-off story, on-off all the time. Anyway, let's work through this card. It's Heritage Day. It's going to be a terrific day at Hollywood Bets Durbanville. I think it's an absolutely cracking card with some fine horses in action. We have got 8 races carded. The first race is due at 1 o'clock. It's the start of the buy pot in race 1. www.hollywoodbets.net, that is your website. Don't forget about the Champion Punters Challenge. Entry is absolutely free. So the first race on the card, we've got a very strong favourite, a horse called Hunting Trip, who is at 0.36 in the betting. As short as that. Last time out was third, behind Gold Poker Game. If you go to the run before that, well, run second, and the fourth and fifth horses have come out and franked the form. So Hunting Trip really does look the one to be with. Dean Cunnamare has a runner that seems to be on the improvement trail, a horse called F8. That is the obvious second choice. So we're going with the one from the 10. There's another that I think can improve. Number 6, White Witch, who's returning from a 101-day rest. This is from the Pitt Buerta Yard. I thought that was a nice one. Maybe for the trifectas and quartets. And then number 5, What Now My Gal. 1.10.6.5. But the first race looks to go the way of form, and do ensure your Champion Punters Challenge selections for the Western Cape are on in time. Race 2, the first leg of the Place Accumulator. This is a merit-rated 85 handicap for the fillies and mares. It's run over the 7 furlong. Yeah, the betting reads as follows. Miss Greenlight is at 2.27-1. Perfect Trust is a joint second favourite at 3.57-1 with Fleeting. Now, I'm going with Richard Faria. I think he could have a cracking day. This horse, a Perfect Trust from the Eric Sands yard, if you go through some of the form lines, I was of the opinion that she didn't enjoy the soft going. And in the firmer conditions, reunited with Richard, I thought this was a major runner. By the way, Richard Faria has ridden the filly on 6 occasions. He's got 100% strike rate in the trifecta. He's notched up 2 victories on her, 2 seconds and 2 thirds. So I'm going with a 5, Perfect Trust, in front of the form's Greenlight, then the 2, Treasure Hunt, who is game, and the 7, Fleeting, 5-4-2-7. But that is going to be the horse for me, certainly Perfect Trust, at that current price of 3.57. Race 3, as we leave the PA and go on to the Pick 6. It's the Hollywood Bets Spring Country Series over 12.50, and this is a maiden plate. In the third race, Ozan Kerr, number 7, the Elusive Fort, is at 1.67. Opened 1.67, went to 2, is now 1.67. Once again, it is the peak run. If you go to the one form line there, you'll see that Prevalence, the Red Impact form line. Prevalence from the Justin Snaith yard came out and won in a fair maiden field. After that, inside story. Now, this is owned by the Hollywood Syndicate. There has been support. The website is showing 10 to 1, 3 to 1, 2.86 to 1. This horse is bred in the Northern Hemisphere, so in South Africa is classified as a 4-year-old. The stable comment is just place chance, but there has been support. And then Sir William is at 4 to 1. There wasn't much to choose between the two. Sir William was on debut and could well improve, but was beaten by Ozan Kerr last time out. I'm going with a 7 Ozan Kerr from the 4 Sir William. Do watch the market on number 1 Inside Story, and then the 9 Aero Force, 7, 4, 1, and 9. That was the selection there in the third race on the program. So we move on to race 4. The fourth race is the Hollywood Bets Punters Challenge, over 2,000 metres, and this is the start of our first jackpot. It's a maiden special weights. Now, you've got this horse, Global Forests, who's been running second, has had plenty of chances. It is start 15. Calvin Abib will do duty in the irons. That one is quoted at 1.82. The other one, Global Avenue, is a filly. She's carrying the 59.5. She's returning from a 67-day rest. By the way, she was second behind Beneath the Moon last time out. Metar has come out and won 2 from that form line. And I remember the penultimate run was very wide all over the place. So that second run, I think you've got to draw a line through. So although it's a filly, I'm going with the 3, Global Avenue, in front of the 5, Global Forests. Then number 6, I thought was an improver here. That's a horse called Scallywag, with only 52.5. It's the peak run after the rest and gelding. And I thought Scallywag, who's at 14.29 to 1, a win, and just under 16 to 10 a place for Mr. Yerney, could be the improver. 3, 5, 6, and then the 7, Quasimodo. Quasimodo, there's no differentiation in the weights. The last meeting was held, and well held, 3.5 lengths by a Global Forest. Race 5 is the Cape Racing Thanks Stan Ellie. Hopefully there's still some place for Stan in this game. He's been around forever. All the best to Stan Ellie. This is a merit-rated 80 handicap for the fillies and mares. Now, I've mentioned Muzi Yerney on a couple of horses. I like him again, yeah. In fact, Mike Stewart is sending out 2 runners, and I find it hard to separate the 2. I'm very keen on the stable companions in the 5th race. They are Seeking Peace, who's at 7.14. I like Muzi Yerney on this horse. Only won 1 of 23, but if you have a look at the meetings in the past with others in this race, you will find that there are some hefty turnarounds in the weight which benefit Seeking Peace. And I like the drop to the minimum trip of 1,000 metres. And then you've got Porky DeVas, number 7, who's the stable companion, will now be ridden by Richard Faree. It is the second run after the rest. I thought there could be good improvement there. Now, that one is quoted at a price of 5 to 1. So, as I say, for me in the exotics, I'm taking my chances with the stable companions. I'm going with the 7 in front of the 9, then the 2 and the 4. 7, 9, 2, 4. The source different face has been very frustrating to follow. We go to race 6, which is the www.hollywoodbets.net. Over a mile, middle stakes. Get your bets on with Hollywood Bets. I thought this was the most tricky event on the card. I'm not going to dwell on it. I think anything can happen here, and you have to go fairly wide in your exotics. I'm going with the 8, Van Hunks, in front of the 9, the 13 and the 5. 8, 9, 13, 5. If I had to mention a complete roughie, it'd be one of the horses bottom of the boards at 20 to 1. I like Kelvin Abib aboard. This horse, Northern Song, has dropped from a merit rating of 93 to 85. Hasn't won for 644 days. But there's been one run at the past at Durbanville, which resulted in a victory. And by the way, last time out, the jockey reported a respiratory noise, nothing detected. So I think we can ignore that last run. I wouldn't be surprised if Northern Song had to surprise at a massive price in race 6. Race 7, the Hollywood Bet Settlers Trophy, is run over 2,000 metres. Now, the 7th race on the card, just consulting the betting, Somerset Maugham is the current favourite at 5 to 2. Unfortunately, the stable companion will not be participating. Top quality is scratched. I like a bit of the Pit Buerta Train Baratheon in this race. So I'm going with the 6 Baratheon in front of the 2 Somerset Maugham, then the 9, even Chrome Yellow, with 61 on the back. The 8-year-old veteran stayer, I think, won't be disgraced. And then the 4, 6-2-9-4 in race 7. And that takes us on to race 8, the final race on a terrific day's racing at Hollywood Bets Durbanville. My goodness me, this is a cracking field. It's the Hollywood Bets Bright Future graduation plate for the 3-year-olds. We've got this horse, Charles Dickens, who has a huge reputation. And we've also got Day of the King, who's won the last 2, the only 2 starts to date, by over 3 lengths. There's a scratching here. Number 8, we're jamming. In fact, of the 8 horses remaining, there's only 1 horse who's not returning from a rest. That's Tough Terrain, who waltzed in last time out, won by 6 lengths. Easy stuff in the maiden. But I see that form line hasn't held up that well. There have been 4 runners, no places. So I'm not too strong on that one. But I want to mention a horse here that I think could be or have upset potential. This horse is at 14.29 to 1 a win, and a placing is 2 to 1. The horse I'm talking about is trained by Eric Sands. JP will have the ride. It's a horse called We Can Go All Night. I really have had respect for this horse, and I think this is going to be a very nice sort. Now, won the maiden, the course and distance, you will see, was beaten by Charles Dickens, but is 3 kgs better off. And also, 4 of the 5 starts to date, this horse was the fastest finisher. The other start was the second fastest finisher. So I just thought that maybe we can go all night with JP van der Merwe, as my phone beeps. Could be running on strongly. I'm going though with the 1-6, which is straightforward form, but watch out for that 7 and don't leave it out. Then the 3, Iconic Destination. We look forward to it. As I say, unfortunately, with all the things happening, I couldn't do your story, but I'm hoping to do that on the Sunday show. We've got racing from KZN. Don't miss out, and if you can, join us at Hollywood Bets Durbanville. I believe we're going to hit them hard. Bye-bye, sunshines. Enjoy.